Over on Fox at 3:30 p.m., number 25 Nebraska goes into Boulder to take on the Buffs of Colorado. This is the Big Ten versus the Pac-12, but in reality, it's just a old Big 12, well, really an old Big 8 rivalry. It goes that far back. Scott Frost, in his second season with the Huskers, he was disappointed in the execution of his team in a tight win last week over South Alabama. Mel Tucker, first-year head coach, former Georgia-Bama assistant, he got a win in his first time out against Colorado State. There's two quarterbacks in this game, Adrian Martinez and Steven Montez, that are both very capable. Martinez has shown signs of brilliance for the Huskers as a freshman. However, an injury held him back. Montez has made some poor decisions, but when he's on his game, he's really good. But the thing about it is these quarterbacks, inconsistency has plagued both of them.
Right. It looks weird. They're both good, solid quarterbacks, but you're right. They are inconsistent. When I look at this matchup, when you look at it on paper, you think, okay, this is the day after Thanksgiving, because that's when they seem like they always played, the day after Thanksgiving, when they were both in the Big 12. Intriguing matchup. The point spread in this game opened Nebraska -7.5. The line was quickly bet down to 3.5. Now it's anywhere from 3.5 to 4. Remember, Nebraska is on the road. You mentioned Mel Tucker, first-year head coach. He saw his team beat Colorado State by 21 points, but they were outgained. They won that game due to a +4 turnover margin. Nebraska, same storyline. They beat South Alabama 35-21. They were a 36-point favorite in that game, but their offense put up only 14 points, and they were also outgained by South Alabama.
Mike, in this game, the two past week games, Scott Frost is not good winning on defense. He wants his offense to score points because that's what he's about. Mel Tucker, on the other hand, he's very happy with a defensive win because he is a defensive coordinator by trade. And so I think it's going to be interesting that you have a great offensive coach and a great defensive coach going at each other this weekend there in Boulder. One of the most intriguing games of the week, because it's going to have true playoff implications down the line if everything plays out. Number 6 LSU goes into Austin to take on number 9 Texas. This is the prime time 7:30 p.m. ABC game. Game day is going to be in Austin. That's how big it is. Both these teams, as a lot of the higher-up teams, played cupcakes, got easy wins, but both these teams, they have high expectations. And when I say that, I mean they both expect to be in the playoffs. The quarterbacks, of course, they're going to take the spotlight. LSU seems like they have a new offense every year, but Joe Burrow, the Ohio State transfer, he returns as the starter. And he has lots of promise. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. He's just what LSU needs to get over the top, if they can, in the SEC West. Sam Erlinger announced on the floor of the Superdome after the Sugar Bowl win that Texas was back. Well, we'll see.
Well, if they're back, they're going to show it in this game. SEC, Big 12, in prime time. Coach, LSU opened as a 3-point favorite. The line now is 6.5. And remember, the game's played in Austin. The odds makers love LSU in this spot. Texas, they have major injury issues at skill positions. They have 5 running backs on the injured list. I will say this. Tom Herman, in an underdog role, his teams are 13-2-1 against the point spread when his teams are an underdog, and they actually won 10 of those outright. The Oregon loss to Auburn, that hurts the Pac-12 chances in week one. This game could do the same for the Big 12. If LSU wins in Austin, the Big 12 power rating is going to drop. Conversely, if the Longhorns win as a home underdog, it's going to help the Big 12 in the committee's eyes. I think the Pac-12 contenders should be rooting for LSU here.
Yeah, because the only way the Pac-12 or the Big 12 is going to be a sure bet to get in the playoffs is if the SEC stumbles. Let's look out west for the 10:30 ESPN game. And it's Stanford, number 23, going into the Coliseum to take on the Trojans of USC. A lot of people on the East Coast, they're not going to pay attention to this game. But it's an important game, and there are some interesting storylines. Both teams lost their starting quarterbacks in week one. Stanford with a 17-7 win over Northwestern. USC got a huge win over Fresno State, 31-23. And you say, huge? Yeah, it was huge because Clay Helton gets to keep his job for another week. Listen,
right.
He is sitting on a Gus Malzahn-type hot seat out in L.A. Everyone is just waiting for him to fail. But again, even though they both got wins, they came with a heavy price losing their starting quarterbacks.
That's right. Costello, he's listed as questionable. Maybe there's a chance he can play. We know JT Daniels is out. The odds makers opened USC as a 3.5-point chalk. They're now down to 1. Some places have it as a pick. Maybe that says Costello might be able to play in this game. USC, they've covered just 7 of their last 28 games. They are a public team. They have inflated numbers. This week, it's a small number. There's just too much uncertainty for me to handicap this one.